This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The MTA has just released its largest capital plan ever, $51 billion. Marla Diamond has details.
Historical, transformational are the words MTA Chairman Pat Foy is using to describe the new capital plan.
$51 billion plus, $40 billion alone for New York City Transit, and the highest investments ever in Long Island Railroad in Metro North.
Upgraded signaling will make the trains faster and more reliable. 70 more stations will be ADA accessible. And the Second Avenue Subway Phase 2 will be fully funded, says the MTA's Jan Oliber.
Which really will make a difference to East Harlem and Central Harlem and makes good on a commitment that's been out there for 75 years.
The plan's biggest source of revenue, $15 billion, will come from the pockets of drivers when congestion pricing comes to Midtown Manhattan in 2021. In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The city has announced its traffic plans for next week's UN General Assembly. WCBS's Rich Lamb says there'll be a special bike lane in front of the UN.
The New York City Department of Transportation warns Midtown Business District travel speeds, normally moving at a snail's pace, will drop down to their slowest all year next week during the UN's General Assembly.
The travel speeds in the Midtown Central Business District on these days are slower than the 10 traditional gridlock alert days around the November and December holidays. During last year's UN General Assembly, average weekday speeds in the Midtown core slowed to 4 miles an hour.
DOT's Manhattan Borough Commissioner Ed Pincar urges avoid driving and if possible use mass transit, walk, or get on a bicycle. He notes 1st and 2nd Avenue bike lanes are to remain operational next week, though there will be security checkpoints. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
The off-duty NYPD inspector who collided with a dump truck while riding his motorcycle in the Bronx this morning has died. Police sources tell WCBS he was 56-year-old Michael McGrath, the commanding officer of Police Cadet Corps, where college students train to become officers after they graduate. McGrath was southbound on East Tremont Avenue when the truck tried to turn left onto Waterbury Avenue and they collided. Police are still investigating the accident. No charges have been filed. A Long Island mother is pleading for her son's ashes back after burglars stole them from her home. Sophia Hall has the story.
Monique Hartley Brown of Garden City says her baby boy, named Miles, died 10 years ago.
And if they could only just understand how heart-wrenching it is when you lose a child.
Monique says two men were caught on surveillance video breaking into her house, along with other items, including her wedding ring. They took a small heart-shaped silver urn with her son's ashes inside.
He was stillborn on Christmas Day, and it was that, you know, just the whole process and dealing with it and the timing and everything was just difficult.
She says no questions asked, just please return the urn. Leave it at her front door.
That urn means the world to us, and it means bringing my son back home.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, pretty cloudy the rest of the way. Any rain this afternoon?
Yeah, mostly cloudy afternoon, but not much the way of rain. There certainly can be a stray shower. There's a shower around the Monticello area at this hour, but not heavy. Today's high temperature, 74 to 78. Still going to be at least a few sprinkles scattered about this evening, but the trend is for clearing during the night. And it will become cooler overnight, a low of 59 to the city, low 50s across the Hudson Valley. Mostly sunny weather tomorrow, the high is 74. Temperatures now range from 67 in Arlington to 77 in Newark, 74 in Midtown, the high is 76. Michael?
Bob, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.